Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show. I am your host, Aurelia Lyles, and it is Friday, September 28th, 2012. I have to tell you, this is a really amazing week for me. I celebrated a birthday, and it was just an excellent time for me. I mean, I was able to look back at the things that I've experienced and put everything in perspective and come to an understanding that this life that we live is for a reason. We are on this planet for a purpose. And it is just so amazing when you have the opportunity to realize that and to look at what you're doing with yourself and with your life and how it's affecting and impacting the people that you come in contact with. And this radio show has been my vehicle for embracing the things that I hold dear to my heart and sharing them with you. Now, today we're doing an amazing special show. And I know I keep saying amazing, but I just think life is amazing. So you may hear that word a lot from me. We're doing a special show. And we were going to do this show earlier. However, something came up and the guest wasn't able to join us. And I think everything happens for a reason, because this show is about, it's called Praise the Cure, and it's about an event that's going to take place all, it's going to be a week-long event, and it's going to start, well, it's already started, but Sunday, September 30th is like the kickoff date for the major activities. And it's in regards to breast cancer awareness. It's a week of hope, healing, and health. And the funny thing about it is, prior to doing the show, all of this amazing and wonderful information that came on, you know, came out in the news regarding the cancer studies that are being done and how they're going to be able to detect certain kinds of cancers or detect how to prevent certain kinds of cancers. And they have a blood test now that they could do that could detect lung cancer and breast cancer at early stages. And this is, I mean, over the top. If you understand, there are so many people who are in, who come in contact with people who have either had a breast cancer scare, who've had breast cancer, who have had, who have survived breast cancer, and who have had loved ones who have not been able to fight the battle of breast cancer. So I am so pleased to have join us today a Miss Carrie Connor. Oh, I'm sorry, I wrote her name down so I could pronounce it properly. And guess what? I'm just going to bring her on because I just got all caught up with the being amazed and everything. So let me just, here it is. It's Carrie Connor Matchett and her mom, Anita Connor. They're going to join us today. And they are the founder and co-founder of Praise is the Cure. And I'm going to let one of them tell us about what Praise is the Cure is. And then we're going to go into the different activities they have planned and how they're bringing awareness, bringing just joy and bringing pleasure to the lives of those who have been breast cancer patients, survivors, and their families. And they're trying to recognize, at least get the acknowledgement out there that this is something that is important that you really should keep your mind on and, you know, mind your health. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you our guests.
And how are you?
Oh, I am good. I am really good. And how are you? How are you?
I'm really good. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. So happy to be here today.
That is great. And I know I seem a little like, I guess, excited. I am really excited because I think that what you're doing and what you're going to do happens to be very important because of the fact of all the statistics that have been put out there in the past regarding breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. So what you're doing in is great. Now, how did this all begin?
Sure. Well, Praise and Secure actually started, this is our 7th year, and the reason why we had started it was that 14 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with an advanced stage of breast cancer. And at that period of time, the doctors really did not think that she was going to make it. She had very extensive treatments. They don't even do the treatments on her. I mean, do the treatments today that they did on her. For instance, she had a stem cell treatment, and that's one of the procedures that they don't do anymore. But throughout her treatment process, we learned a lot about the disease. And one of the things we learned is that African-American women are dying at greater rates than any other ethnic group from this disease. And we wanted to get the word out to our community to let them know that breast cancer is not a death sentence. And the way that we thought that we would get to our women and to our families was through our churches. So 7 years ago, we started Praise Sunday, and it was really only the two of us, a handful of us, and we went from church to church during the month of October and did a 2 to 5 minute speech just about the statistics of breast cancer and really just tried to encourage women and families to take care of themselves. And that's how Praise and Secure got started.
That's excellent because, I mean, I do understand, and sometimes I am reluctant to, like, share information about myself. However, I am 2 years free of, it'll be 2 years on October 1st, I had a lump removed from my breast. And the reason and how I found it was because I did the self-exam. And had I not been aware and educated on that, I probably would not have known anything until it was too late.
Right, and that's exactly how my mother found her lump, and 4 years ago, that's how I found my lump. It was really just finding it myself and then being proactive and going to the doctors and having them take the necessary steps from there. So, and that's what we have to do. We just have to be aware of our bodies and what's going on and not wait. Go see about it and take care of it and just try to move forward so that we can be here for our loved ones.
That is true. Now, all of this activity is going to be taking place in the City of Brotherly Love, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because many of my listeners, they're from the New York area, they're from California, they are from all over the country. So I just like to make sure that I let them know exactly where the events are taking place. So if some of them want to try to get there and drive up from wherever, they have the opportunity to do so. Now, The events began on September 26th, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we found after doing the event for so many years that that breast cancer is about more than just the survivor. It's about families. And first we just started doing something for the women. We started doing pamper parties for the survivors. And then we realized, okay, that we need to do something for our men. And then once I had gotten breast cancer, I realized we also need to do something for our children. And so we started our week of hope, health, and healing with a children's festival at one of our local YMCAs, the Abington YMCA, and it was a huge success. We had about 300 people in attendance. And what we do is we read a children's book. It's actually a book that I had wrote called My Mommy Has Breast Cancer, But She's Okay. Yeah, it's an educational tool for children, and it really just lets them know what to expect when someone they love has breast cancer or cancer. We do face painting, we do arts and crafts, we have a clown, we have popcorn. It's really a fun event for the children. And our main goal is, one, to educate, but then also to encourage and inspire our parents as well. And I realized one way to get to parents is through their children, and that's what we try to do with that event. So we started our week of hope, health, and healing with the Children's Festival, and now we're getting ready for this Sunday, which is our biggest event, which is Praise Sunday. And Praise Sunday will happen right here in the Delaware Valley area. We'll be in about 50 churches handing out breast health literature. So we'll be handing out about 20,000 pieces of information regarding breast cancer and really just trying to encourage our community to take care of themselves. And that, again, is this Sunday. And then churches also who aren't able to participate this Sunday, they will participate throughout the month of October. We realize that some people always can't do it on the same day that we do. So churches are still calling today to sign up and to do Praise Sunday throughout the month of October. And then next week we will have another children's festival at another YMCA in the area, which is our Columbia North YMCA on Broad Street. And then we end the week with our Praise Saturday. And on Saturday of next week, we have so many events going on. We have our pamper party where we're going to pamper about 200 survivors. We're going to have a pep rally. We're going to be doing, we're going to be doing health screenings. We'll be doing the Real Men Wear Pink workshop. And there's just so many fun things that will be taking place. And absolutely all of our events are free. We'll be doing free mammograms next Saturday. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful event. And that's how we end the week of Hope, Health, and Healing.
Now, how do you... Okay, let me just... Because I got like 16 questions flooding in my head at the same time. Okay, now, your Pray Sunday, what does that... What is that involved? How did that evolve, and what does it involve?
Well, we started 7 years ago with Praise Sunday. So that was the event that my mother and I started, where we actually went into the churches and we actually gave a 2-minute speech to the congregation about what breast cancer was, that it's not a death sentence, and to get out there and take care of yourselves. And that's what the information that we will be handing out this coming Sunday. We'll be handing out breast health literature, which is a pamphlet that talks about breast cancer. And then we'll also be handing out registration information for all of our events for the following Saturday, October 6th.
Okay. Yes, because you mentioned that before. Now, you have, like, all these churches that are involved in this particular event, the participating churches. And is there a concert or something like that that is tied into this event, or?
We do. We do have a concert. The concert is on Saturday as well, and it really is just the end of the whole week. And it's a wonderful concert. We're having the Brockington Ensemble. We're having a special performance from Straight to the Point Dance Company. And it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
Oh, great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, when it comes to being proactive about breast cancer awareness, what message would you like to get out about what we should do and what myths should we just throw out the window?
Well, the first thing I would like to get out is that I understand that we are all very busy. I'm busy. I'm running after a 6-year-old. You know, I'm married. I'm trying to keep my house in order. I'm trying to work. But we have to realize that we cannot take care of anybody if we are not healthy ourselves. And we must make the time to take care of ourselves. That's first and foremost. There's so many different myths out there about breast cancer. And, you know, a lot of them just are not true. A lot of people say that they don't want to go because mammograms hurt, or, you know, they think that possibly mammograms could cause cancer, and none of those things are true. We really, like I said, have to be proactive about taking care of ourselves, and we have to do that so that we'll be able to take care of our loved ones.
And I believe that some people also believe that, you know, when they go to and they do find that there's a lump, they automatically assume that the lump is cancerous. However, in a lot of cases, the lump is not cancerous at all. And
exactly.
That's something you also need to understand, because a lot of people, a lot of women don't understand how their body is made, developed, and what it's composed of. And that you may just have those cyst-like breasts, and it may not be anything, but it's better to know than not to know.
Exactly, exactly.
And that, you know, those are some of the things that I kind of keep in mind, especially when I'm talking to my daughter. She's in her 20s, and I tell her, you know, just don't think because you are of a certain age, you are not, you are exempt. You are not going to have this issue. Cancer is, it doesn't discriminate, you know, it doesn't respect your status, your ethnicity or anything. It comes when it comes and where it wants to.
Exactly. That is so true. I mean, I was 33 when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was already advanced. And so, like you said, it does not discriminate on color. It does not discriminate on age. And we as women, we have to be aware of changes that are happening in our bodies.
And it's amazing that you're having this event because now they've coined the month of September Female Cancer Month. So, yes, they've been doing a lot of information shows, and a lot of radio stations and news shows have been really putting out a lot of information about women going out and taking care of themselves in regards to their health. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, because as you know, being a mom and a wife, we are nurturers, and we always look out for everyone first, and then we get around to ourselves.
Right, exactly. And we have to really stop doing that. Like I said, we have to make time for ourselves so that we'll be able to take care of others.
Yes, indeed. And with the Men Wear Pink, what exactly is that? I was curious.
Oh, gosh, it's a wonderful workshop. I don't really know what goes on up there because they don't let the women up there.
Oh, okay.
I do know that. I do know that every year we've had to add on an extra hour because the men really just don't want to break up. I do know that those sessions are supposed to concentrate on how to be a good caregiver. And this year we will also be doing prostate screenings. And the men, they just really, really enjoy it. Every year they talk about how much they like it. And this year the event is actually up to, I believe, 3 hours just for the men.
Oh, that's great. Because there's also a fact that most people don't know is that men also get breast cancer.
Exactly. They do.
And, you know, it's like I said, cancer does not discriminate. It just goes where it goes. Whenever it wants to. But like I said in the beginning of the show, it's so wonderful that they are having more scientific research being done, and they're sharing the information with other resources and other places, and now they're coming up with ways that they can detect these various kinds of cancers at very early stages, which gives you an even better opportunity for being a survivor.
Exactly. So, and we, as time goes on, the treatments and stuff get better, and hopefully one day there will be a cure.
Yes, so that our children, because the sad part about it is that you can go anywhere in the world,
mm-hmm.
and you will come across someone who has been affected by cancer in some form.
Exactly. Well, everybody knows somebody, it seems mm-hmm. like, so you are so true. It is so true.
Yes, and, you know, it's part of the sobering statistics that we have to deal with today. However, I have hope, and just like you have hope, because you're doing a whole week long of hope, healing, and health, that there will be change, that people will be more mindful of how they take care of themselves and how they take care of others and how to be more nurturing to someone who is going through this particular kind of situation, because it's not easy being a patient, and it's not easy being a relative of a patient or a friend, because that's the most difficult position to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having had to deal with your mom and yourself going through this, what were some of the things that you found were very beneficial to you in regards to the people around you?
Everybody around me was very supportive, and I can truly say that having watched my mom go through it and having her as an advocate for me, that was truly a blessing. Being able to see what she went through, being able to see how she handled it, it helped me tremendously in realizing that I can too beat this.
That's great. That's excellent. Because I always tell people, I said, you know, when you're going through something, and I tell myself this sometimes, when you're going through something, you have to really pick and choose the people that you have around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can they can affect your mindset. And when you're trying to fight something like cancer or any kind of illness or disease, you need the most positive atmosphere, the most nurturing and calm atmosphere possible, so that you can be able to keep yourself straight. The more stress, and I believe that stress is the number one reason why we have so many issues with our health.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes, and that's why you're having the Pampa party, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because some of these women, they really feel down. They don't really like, you know, how they look right now. They've lost their hair. And we are going to pamper them. There will be resource specialists there to talk to them about different treatments that they can, different types of products that will help them feel better about themselves while they're going through their treatments. They'll be getting massages, everything. It's just really a wonderful, nice event. And everybody should really try to take advantage of it. And if you want more information, you can always go to our website, which is www.praiseisthecure.org, and you can call our office at 215-635-1025.
Thank you. Now, if someone, like if there's a church out there that wants to become involved, they just have to contact you via that way, and they can become involved in the month of October get involved for the next year's event as well.
Yep. Okay. You can just, again, call that telephone number, 215-635-1025, and our executive director or our administrator can help you with whatever questions you may have.
That is excellent. I think that these particular kinds of activities and events that are out there for our communities are just so empowering for us as a whole, as a people, because we need to stick together. We need to be able to fight whatever battles that we have the power to fight together. And I would like to just say thank you so, so very much for doing what you do, because you are impacting and affecting more lives and changing the way people look at themselves in a manner that you probably don't even realize.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity to spread the word and to get more people to come on out and enjoy our event. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you. Now, I would like to say, can you please give your mother, Anita Connor, who is the founder of Praise the Cure, my regards, and tell her thank you so much for putting herself out there like that, you know, to let people know what she's been through, who she is, and how she's willing to be an advocate and stand strong for this particular battle that a lot of people are fighting out there. And please tell her I said thank you so much for what she does.
Oh, I definitely will, and I'm sure she's going to be so upset to find out that she missed this today, but I will. I'm sure I'll talk to her in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I will let her know.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to let you go because I know that you're busy because you have an event tomorrow, so you have to get yourself prepared for that. You have the event on Saturday. Wait, tomorrow's Saturday, right? The 30th, you have an event as well, correct?
We have an event on Sunday. Our
Sunday
event is Sunday, yep.
Right, Sunday. And you need some rest.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much again.
Yes, thank you. And please, whenever you have any other events, please feel free to come back. I would also like to thank Dawn Roberts from KB Communications for bringing this opportunity to me. And without her, this would not have happened. So please, I would like to take the opportunity to thank her very much.
And I want to thank her, too. She's been wonderful.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, thank you. And you take care.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone. That was the co-founder of Praise is the Cure. And they're going to have their event. She gave us all the detailed information we need to be able to participate in this event. If we can't participate now this year, there's always next year. And for the churches out there who would like to get involved, she left all the detailed information, which I will post on the webpage so that you can be able to get involved for the month of October or for their 8th annual. with that in mind, I'm going to switch gears and I'm going to let you know that tomorrow we're going to be airing you the best invention ever live in New Jersey with some really special women. And I'm not going to go into too many details about who the women are. You're just going to have to tune in and listen and find out. However, it's just not often that we do go out and do these live shows. And the experiences we have had with all the live shows that we've done have been amazing. And it's just wonderful to be able to sit down and talk to the guests in a really comfortable environment where they can just be themselves. And it's just amazing. This is a wonderful opportunity. I am so glad that I have it. I want to thank my listeners for their continued support. You guys, you keep me going. And, you know, this has been great for me. Like I said, I celebrated a birthday, and I am just so grateful for all of the opportunities that have been presented to me in the form of family, friends, the opportunity to do this radio show, the wonderful, amazing guests that I have had on the show, as well as the people who have enabled me to have these wonderful guests. And I have to say that I want to thank you. And thank each and every one of you. So with that in mind, I'm not going to hold you much longer because it's Friday night. I know plenty of you want to wind down because you had probably had a really heavy week. And relax. So by all means, please, please join us tomorrow and then join us again next weekend. And I will talk to you. Well, I may not be talking to you much tomorrow. However, we will be here for you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Bye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.